This last poem is entitled At Night, The Writers, and I wrote it as a result of having gone to St. Peter's Abbey to go on many writers' retreats with a number of writers, and so I'd like to dedicate the poem to those writers who talked well into the wee hours, talked and drank well into the wee hours. At Night, The Writers. It's after midnight in the kitchen, 31 below, and the popcorn's all gone. The sink is full of wine glasses and mugs. Writers are slumped around the table like a bunch of old shoes, all worn out but the tongues. Words are getting harder to come by. Like the sound of a Tommy gun, laughter erupts in staccato bursts. The conversation rolls over. Silence threatens. Dread silence. One by one, the words are slipping off to bed. The writers watch them go. Now they're leaving in groups. The nouns detach themselves from the verbs, mumble their way out of the kitchen door, mutter down the dark hallway. Reluctantly, the modifiers follow. Expletives still want a party. They and the indefinite articles will be the last to go. And then the writers. All through the winter night, in a storm of letters, they flounder after lost words. Letters stick to their brains like fridge magnets. No, 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 you don't understand. It's words I'm looking for. The writers in pajamas, standing beneath the windows of their favorite lost words, holler, Stella! Stella! Morning comes too soon. I wake to the clang of cathedral bells, dislodge from my teeth just the husk of a kernel of corn.